The first of its kind hip-hop gamecast, where contestants compete head-to-head, answering questions about the golden era of hip-hop. The winner goes home with cold, hard cash and bragging rights, while the loser is forced to spin the dreaded head-spin wheel of consequences.
Off the dome, yo, we at it again. Let it spin, let your head spin.
I go by the name of the legendary DJ Kool. Without further ado, here's your host, Magic Most.
Yeah, it's your man, Magic Most. I'm the rotary phone of game show hosts, coming to you live from beautiful Hollywood, California. Welcome to Headspin, the world's first and greatest golden era hip-hop gamecast. We have two amazing golden era gladiators competing today. Please give a ginormous head spin welcome to comedians Ricky Carmona and Aaron Ross.
Book 'em. I love that dude.
Do you both find yourself researching knee replacement surgery more than hip-hop nowadays? Are you still very confident in your golden era knowledge?
It's about 50-50 these days.
Are the knees all right, Ricky?
Knees are all right. My gold teeth are getting a little rusty. I gotta get those worked on.
Okay, we're excited to push your golden era hip-hop knowledge to the absolute limits today. But first, let's get to know both of you just a little bit better. Now, Ricky, a couple of questions for you. What 90s era hip-hop song is the theme to your life and why?
It has to be Triumph by the Wu-Tang Clan. That's the song like that I want played at the end of my life. Play that bitch at my funeral. When the pallbearers are bringing the casket, I want them strings coming in hard. Hard, yo.
Everybody's crying and then it's like, I bomb Atomic.
Yeah. Absolutely, yes.
All right, I got another question for you. In an on-stage live stream battle, name a golden era group that would be a fair match against the Wu-Tang Clan.
Wow. What other group had 37 members in there? I mean, NWA, but that's just four of them, but I feel like they would have put on a show. Onyx, I'd love to see Onyx aggressive ass up there against them.
Which rapper had the worst hairstyle or haircut of all time?
My man Kid from Kid and Play had that beautiful high top fade, and then he cut it, and like he got the dreads, and it's like, what are you doing? It's like finding out like Santa Claus isn't real anymore. Like, yo, man.
Yeah, you don't want to see your heroes change.
No.
Remember when Busta Rhymes quit wearing those Dr. Seuss hats? All right, last question for you, Ricky. What is the least hip-hop thing you've done in the last 24 hours?
And I'm sipping on one right now. I bought myself a peppermint mocha from Starbucks. No whipped cream because I'm not that much of a psychopath.
What's the least hip-hop drink you could think of?
I mean, probably anything with, like, hibiscus in it.
All right, cool. We're going to go over to Aaron. A couple of questions for you as well. What 90s era hip-hop song is the theme to your life and why?
Humpty Dance.
Oh, yeah. This is your chance to do the hump.
Yeah, first you move to the side like your legs was broken, shaking and twisting kind of like I was smoking.
Oh, my God. I got chills right now. I got chills. Headspin's going crazy with that performance. Thank you very much. All right, follow-up question for you, Aaron. In an on-stage live stream battle, name a golden era group that would be a fair match against Digital Underground.
Man, I'd take the Beastie Boys up against Digital Underground. That would be fun.
Who's going to win in that battle?
If Digital Underground drops Humpty Dance 10 times in a row, they might win.
All right, second question for you, Aaron. Which rapper had the worst hairstyle or haircut of all time?
Oh, man. Look, I can't make fun of a grown man's haircut. I've had too many whack haircuts to cut down any MC that made money doing that. So I have to plead the haircut fifth.
All right, last question for you, Aaron. What is the least hip-hop thing you've done in the last 24 hours?
The least hip-hop thing I think I did, I took my dog to an overpriced dog salon. And his haircut was better than mine.
Perfect. What's your dog's name?
My dog's name is Kanye Westy. The bestie always sitting to my lefty.
Oh. All right, Aaron, Ricky, let's talk about how the game's going to work. Each round, we'll be asking you the same seven trivia questions, ranging from easy to hard about classic hip-hop, in which you'll have 60 seconds to respond. While one of you is answering questions, the other will be in the isolation booth, unable to hear anything but our official Headspin Golden Era playlist on Spotify. During your turn, if you don't know the answer, say pass, and we'll come back to it after the final question has been asked. But keep in mind that time is a huge factor. After you feel like you've completed the round to the best of your ability, yell stop and your turn will be over. Each round, point values will go up, giving both of you a chance to win the game and take home our prize, the title of Headspin Champion and $500. The loser today will have to spin our dreaded Headspin Wheel of Consequences. Whoever spins that wheel will have to perform a Golden Era hip-hop consequence ripped straight from the 90s that'll live on our Instagram page forever. All right, Ricky, Aaron, are you guys ready?
Ready. Whoop, whoop.
All right, Ricky, you'll be first. That means, Aaron, you're heading into our isolation booth. All right, Ricky, this is the first round. Each question is worth 100 points. Let's see how many of the seven you can get correct in 60 seconds. The clock is going to start after I ask this first question. Here we go. Ad-Rock, MCA, and Mike D were the names of what legendary rap trio?
The Beastie Boys.
Name the Southern rap group who dropped the 1995 hit Cell Therapy.
Goody Mob.
Which metal band did Public Enemy team up to create the...
Anthrax.
Finish this line from Biz Markie's Just a Friend. Have you ever met a girl and tried to date?
Have you ever met a girl and tried to pass?
Name the rap duo consisting of Malachi the Nutcracker and Lil Dap.
Pass.
Salt and Peppa's 1993 hit What a Man featured which legendary R&B group?
En Vogue.
Which child MC from the Wu-Tang Clan also went by the Rugged Child?
AKA Shaheen the Rugged Child.
Finish this line from Biz Markie's Just a Friend. Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date?
But you something, 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 and you couldn't relate.
All right, that's time, Ricky. How do you think you did in round one?
You know what? I ain't gonna lie. Not too bad. Not too bad, Rick.
All right, Ricky, you're gonna head into our isolation booth and we're gonna bring out Aaron. All right, Aaron, are you ready for round one? You ready for Headspin?
Ready, Freddy.
All right, Aaron, you've got 60 seconds after I read this first question. Here we go. Ad-Rock, MCA, and Mike D are the names of what legendary rap trio?
Beastie Boys.
Name the Southern rap group who dropped the 1995 hit Cell Therapy.
Pass.
Which metal band did Public Enemy team up with to create the rock rap smash Bring the Noise?
Anthrax.
Finish this line from Biz Markie's Just a Friend. Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date?
Pass.
Name the rap duo consisting of Malachi the Nutcracker and Lil Dap.
Pass.
Salt and Peppa's 1993 hit What a Man features which legendary R&B group?
En Vogue.
Which child MC from Wu-Tang Clan also went by the Rugged Child?
Pass.
Name the Southern rap group who dropped the 1995 hit Cell Therapy.
Pass.
Finish this line from Biz Markie's Just a Friend. Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date?
Oh, something, something late.
That's it. That's time for you, Aaron. You ran out of time, sir. All right, Aaron, how did you feel about your performance in round one?
Man, the ones I knew, I knew. And the ones I did not know, I did not know.
All right, let's bring out Ricky and let's talk about the correct answers to round one. All right, Ricky, Aaron, let's go over the correct answers to round one. Ad-Rock, MCA, and Mike D are the members of the Beastie Boys. Now, Aaron, you passed on this one. Goody Mob dropped the hit Cell Therapy in 1995. Anthrax teamed up with Public Enemy for the rock rap smash Bring the Noise.
That was just like an anthem. Public Enemy got that one bald, crazy-looking white dude who I see on MTV on Headbangers Ball.
I was like, Chuck D, let that guy in the room? I'm surprised by that. He must be a cool guy.
The line from Biz Markie's Just a Friend is, have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait? So nothing, Ricky, Aaron, you know the song.
Now that I hear it, I'm like, oh yeah, of course, that's what he says.
The rap duo consisting of Malachi the Nutcracker and Lil Dap is Group Home.
That's where our old asses are going to be soon.
Salt and Pepper's 93 hit What a Man featured En Vogue.
I remember that more than that crazy white guy from Anthrax.
Shaheem is the child MC from Wu-Tang Clan, also known as the Rugged Child. All right, after round one, Ricky is in the lead with 500 points. Aaron has 300 points. But we're just getting started. Let's see what happens in our second round, where questions are going to be worth 200 points. Round two is coming up.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after a quick break. It's me.
Hi, I'm Aaron Ross of Who's the Ross Talk Show. Do you love comedy and hip-hop? Then allow me to share with you my hilarious interviews with members of Diggable Planets.
No, you're crazy, man.
The Far Side.
Can't depend on friends to help you in a squeeze, please. They got problems of their own.
CL Smooth.
Like a speed bag.
And many more. Catch our mix of funny and fresh by going to whostheross.com. And now, back to your regularly scheduled program.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Welcome back to Headspin. We've got comedians Ricky Carmona and Aaron Ross battling it out today. Ricky's in the lead with 500 points, and Aaron is right on his heels with 300 points. Today, these golden era gladiators are playing for the title of Headspin Champion and $500. Now, the loser will have to spin our dreaded Headspin Wheel of Consequences. Let's get acquainted with the consequences on today's wheel with our announcer.
Today's Headspin consequences are straight clowning. Dress up like a circus clown while holding a sign that reads, "Honk if you love 90s rock." Cup of Fat Joe. Freestyle rap your order at a local coffee shop. Roger that. Perform the Roger Rabbit dance for 30 seconds in the middle of Hollywood Boulevard. Changing Table 2.0. Set up a table and a sign that reads, "Bad Baby is a better MC than Rakim." Change my mind. You need love. Recite the lyrics of I Need Love to a Stranger while dressed like LL Cool J. Big Worm. Wear hair curlers while doing the centipede, the wave, or the worm in public. Down with OPP. Recite the chorus of OPP in public and successfully get 8 strangers to respond. Blouse of Pain. Wear a woman's blouse and wig and jump to House of Pain's Jump Around for the world to see. Back to you, Magic Mouse.
All right, Aaron, you'll be kicking off round two. That means, Ricky, you'll be heading into our booth. Okay, Aaron, are you ready to completely dominate round two?
Ready to dominate.
60 seconds starts after this first question. Here we go. Which founding father of Latino rap released the hit La Raza in 1990?
Pass.
Coolio's Gangsta Paradise was featured on what 95 movie soundtrack?
Dangerous Minds.
What is the name of the MC with the blonde-tipped high-top fade responsible for the 1990 smash hit Only You?
MC Search.
Who penned the underground hip-hop classic entitled Time's Up in 1994?
OC.
Name the title of Eazy-E's 1993 diss song about Dre and Snoop that was a response to Nuttin' But a G Thing.
Pass.
Who plays the trumpet solo at the end of Nas's Life's a Bitch off the
His dad.
What is the first name of the bikini-clad model on the cover of Ice-T's album Power?
Pass.
Which founding father...
Pass.
What is the first name of the bikini-clad model on the cover of Ice-T's album Power?
Coco.
All right, that's it, Aaron. That's the end of round two. How are you feeling about your performance in round two? Is that like zombie noises? What was that? All right, let's bring out Ricky. All right, Ricky, are you ready for round two? Were you doing like hip-hop self-affirmations in there?
Yo, self-affirmations. I'm doing hip-hop push-ups, hip-hop yoga.
All right, Ricky, the questions in this round are worth 200 points. You're going to have 60 seconds after I read this first question. Are you actually ready, Ricky?
Ready!
Here we go. Which founding father of Latino rap released the hit La Raza in 1990?
Kid Frost.
Coolio's Gangsta Paradise was featured on what 95 movie soundtrack featuring Michelle Pfeiffer?
Dangerous Minds.
What is the name of the MC with the blonde tip high top fade responsible for the 1990 smash hit Only You?
Wame?
Who penned the underground hip-hop classic titled Time's Up in 1994?
That's OC. Shout out to his minerals and vitamins.
Name the title of Easy.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
E's 1993 diss song about Dr. Dre and Snoop that was a response to Nothing But a G-Thang.
That was real motherfucking G's.
Who plays the trumpet solo at the end of Nas's Life's a Bitch off the Illmatic LP?
Pass.
What is the name of the bikini-clad model on the cover of Ice-T's album Power?
Poco?
Who plays the trumpet solo at the end of Nas's Life's a Bitch off the Illmatic LP?
Donald Byrd?
All right, that's time, Ricky. You ran out of time, my man. Ricky, how do you think you did in round two? Be honest.
I was pretty satisfied with that. I got really nervous. I'm Latino, so once I heard like a Latino question, I was like, man, don't fuck this up for your people, Ricky.
All right, we're going to bring out Aaron and talk about the correct answers to round two. Kid Frost was the Latino rap legend who released La Raza in 1990.
Whoop, whoop, dope.
Coolio's Gangsta's Paradise was featured on the soundtrack for Dangerous Minds.
I know Michelle Pfeiffer was also in Dangerous Liaisons, so I really had to, like, Ricky, you know what the answer is. Dangerous Minds, not Liaisons.
Kwame released the 1990 smash hit Only You.
Woo! I mean, I pull that one out my ass, y'all.
OC penned the hip-hop classic Time's Up in 1994.
Shout out to that random Spotify playlist that put that on last night.
Time's Up, another great funeral playlist track.
Real motherfucking G's Eazy-E's 1993 diss song in response to Dr. Dre and Snoop's Nothing But a G-Thang. Nas's father played the trumpet solo at the end of Life's a Bitch. The bikini-clad model on the cover of Ice-T's album Power was Darlene.
What?
I said Coco just because I was like, maybe there's that. That's like, that's an SAT answer.
At the end of round two, Ricky Carmona is still in the lead with 1,500 points. Aaron Ross is determined to catch up with 900 points. Aaron, you'll have your chance to redeem yourself in round three because the correct answers are worth 300 points, giving each of you Golden Era Gladiators a chance to take home the title of Headspin Champion and our grand prize of $500. The other contestant will have to spin our dreaded Headspin Wheel of Consequences. Stick around for round three.
Headspin!
Hi, this is
Smooth B from the legendary hip-hop duo Nice and Smooth. If you're suffering from classic hip-hop deficiency syndrome or simply a fan of doing the Roger Rabbit when nobody's looking, then do I have good news for you. Fresh Era is the latest podcast by Stupidfly, taking you on an audio journey into the lives of 90s hip-hop's biggest stars, including myself, the legendary Smooth B. So strap on those hammer pants and RoboCop your way over to wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe to Fresh Era today.
Welcome back to Headspin. After two rounds, Ricky Carmona has the lead with 1,500 points, and Aaron Ross has 900 points. Anything can happen in this round because the correct answers will be worth 300 points. Ricky, you'll be going first. That means Aaron, you'll head into our booth. Okay, Ricky, you ready for round three? This is it. This is the last round. This is the show improved moment for you, sir.
Whoop, whoop.
60 seconds will begin after this first question. Here we go. Which 1993 John Singleton film starred Tupac alongside Janet Jackson and a young Regina King?
Poetic Justice.
What is the name of the original beatboxer for The Roots who performed on the Do You Want More album released in 1995?
Razelle.
Name the one-hit wonder responsible for the hit Ghetto Jam in 1993.
Pass.
Which member of Bell Biv DeVoe performed the rap The Low Pro Ho, She'll Be Cut Like an Afro on the smash hit Poison?
Is that Ronnie?
What do the letters in the legendary group UGK stand for?
Pass fucking shit, Ricky.
Which of these NBA legends did not rap on the 1994 compilation B-Ball's Best Kept Secret? Jason Kidd, Jamal Mashburn, or Gary Payton?
I'll say Jason Kidd.
Name three of the MCs featured on the D&D All-Stars posse cut entitled 1-2 Pass It.
Method Man, Busta Rhymes, and the Master P.
All right, that's time, Ricky. You ran out of time. How do you feel about your performance in round three, Ricky?
I'm going to go ahead and chalk that one up as a hot mess.
Okay, Ricky, okay. We're going to bring out Aaron for round three. All right, Aaron, welcome to round three. Are you feeling confident in your abilities for round three, Aaron?
Yes, ready.
All right, this is your chance to win it all. Correct answers are worth 300 points. Here we go. Which 1993 John Singleton film starred Tupac alongside Janet Jackson?
Poetic Justice.
What is the name of the original beatboxer for The Roots who performed on the Do You Want More album released in 1995?
Pass.
Name the one-hit wonder responsible for the hit Ghetto Jam in 1993.
Pass.
Which member of Bell Biv DeVoe performed the rap The Low Pro Ho, She'll Be Cut Like an Afro on the smash hit Poison?
Eric Bivens.
What do the letters in the legendary group UGK stand for?
Underground Kings.
Which of these NBA legends did not rap on the 1994 compilation B-Ball's Best Kept Secret? Jason Kidd, Jamal Mashburn, or Gary Payton?
Jamal Mashburn.
Name three of the MCs featured on the D&D All-Stars posse cut entitled 1-2 Pass It.
Pass.
What is the name of the original beatboxer?
Razelle.
Name the one-hit wonder responsible for the hit Ghetto Jam in 1993.
Domino.
Name three of the MCs featured on the D&D All-Stars posse cut entitled 1-2 Pass It. All right, that's time, Aaron. Aaron, you ran out of time, my man. All right, Aaron, how are you feeling about the performance in round three?
Strong. Got it going on.
All right, let's bring out Ricky and talk about the correct answers to round three. All right, Ricky, Aaron, amazing competition in round three. Let's quickly go through the correct answers. Poetic Justice starred Tupac, Janet Jackson, and a young Regina King. Razelle was the original beatboxer for The Roots on Do You Want More, released in 1995.
He had a good solo album, too.
What was the name of the solo album? Do you remember?
Do you want to remember the name of this album?
Okay, next answer. Domino's one hit was Ghetto Jam in 1993.
Whoa!
Damn it.
I can't even believe that.
The member of Bell Biv DeVoe who performed the rap on Poison was Ronald DeVoe.
Woo!
Sing the rap for us.
The low fro hope should be cut like an afro. So what you saying, huh? I remember more of his insurance commercial work.
UGK stands for Underground Kings. Underground Kings. Jamal Mashburn did not rap on the 94 compilation B-Ball's Best Kept Secret. Mad Lion, KRS-One, Fat Joe, J-Ru the Damager, Smith & Wesson, Dougie Fresh were the MCs on the D&D All-Stars Posse Cut entitled 1-2 Pass It.
That's tough.
Well, Aaron, Ricky, we're about to find out right now who is the winner of this special edition of Headspin. Ricky Carmona, you scored 900 points in round 3 for a total of 2,400 points. Aaron Ross, you absolutely destroyed round 3 with 1,500 points. That makes your score 2,400 points. We have a tie.
Yo!
We have a tie.
Let's go.
Aaron, you came back from the depths of hip-hop hell to score that magnificent 2,400 points. How does it feel?
I thank my mama.
That takes us into a tiebreaker lightning round. It's sudden death, so that means we're going to ask you one golden era hip hop question to determine the winner of Headspin today. Are you two ready?
Yes, ready. Ready!
Here we go. What professional sports team is represented on Eazy-E's hat on the cover of Easy? Aaron?
Raiders.
Oh my God, Aaron, that means you won.
Yeah!
Make some noise for Aaron, everybody. Make some noise.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. Yo, I gotta say, Ricky, you are such a formidable opponent. I know you're sweating your booth because it's hot. And even though it's freezing in here, I got cold sweats because you're so good. You have me behind the whole time.
Congratulations, Aaron. You've joined an elite class of Golden Era Gladiators as Headspin Champion. In addition to winning our title, you'll be going home today with $500. What are you going to do with all that money, Aaron?
Man, I'm going to take Kanye Westy my pop out. I'm going to get him puppuccinos. I'm going to get his grooming on fleek. It's all the treats he can want for the rest of the year. And next year, it's going down. Thank you so much. Kanye Westy appreciates my knowledge.
Now, here's the bad news. Ricky, you'll be spinning our dreaded Headspin Wheel of Consequences. What 90s-style hip-hop consequence will you have to perform in front of the entire world? Let's find out right now. Spin the wheel, Ricky.
Headspin follow-up fun fact. In the 1993 John Singleton film, Poetic Justice, Tupac takes a road trip to meet up with his cousin, who is a rapper in Oakland. Tupac plays his cousin's music twice during the movie. One, from a boombox during a break in the trip, and two, when Tupac visits his cousin's studio. The voice of his cousin belongs to West Coast legend Coolio, and the songs featured are from his debut album, It Takes a Thief. Say that was a fantastic voyage.
Oh no, you landed on You Down with OPP. That means you gotta recite the chorus of OPP while walking down the street until you get 8 people to respond to you.
Wow. That is dope. This will be good.
Oh, this is going to be awesome.
All right, Ricky and Aaron, do you have anything to promote today on this episode of Headspin?
Yeah, I've got a late night talk show I do Sunday nights on Twitch, twitch.tv/whostheross, or you can go to my website, whostheross.com, and see what we're up to there. Mix of comedy, talk show, and game show. Check us out.
Nice. Ricky?
You can follow me on Instagram, where I'll be posting pictures about how much I hate the rapper Domino. And that's at Ricky Carmona.
Perfect. Thank you to our Golden Era Gladiators, Ricky Carmona and Aaron Ross. And congratulations, Aaron. Now, Ricky, I can't wait to see the comments on our Instagram page under the video of your consequence. If you'd like to witness Ricky's embarrassing consequence, head on over to our Instagram page, at Headspin Game Show. Thank you for listening to Headspin, the world's first and greatest Golden Era hip-hop gamecast.
If you or anyone you know would like to be a contestant on Headspin, follow us at Headspin Game Show and subscribe to our feed on all podcasting platforms. See you on the next episode of Headspin.
Off the dome, yo, we at it again. Let it spin, let your head spin. For the win, let it spin. For the win, let your head spin.
Headspin is a product of Stupid Fly Productions, recorded in Hollywood, California. Created by executive producer DJ Cheap Shot. Produced and directed by Craig Smith. Edited by Rob Van Branken. Mixed by Hunter Sung. Music by The Math Club. Headspin, the hip-hop trivia game cast.
Headspin!
Good morning, everybody! What? Woo! Who's got what OPP? Huh? Come on! You got what OPP?
You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.